All right, really happy to be talking some live sports now with Ipswich girls soccer coach David Wood. And David, welcome back to MSO. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
You know, you guys are off to an okay start, but before we get into the season, I want to ask you a little bit about preseason and what the roll-up to all of this has been like for you guys.
Yeah, so it's been a challenge and a unique start to the season for sure, especially with all the COVID guidelines that we've had to follow. We've spent a lot of time going over the rules and making sure we're all clear on the adjustments to them before each game and also as part of our preseason practices. So it's been a lot less about teaching the game, as I'd like to, and more about sort of making sure we're all on the same page about what can and can't happen.
How have you found the kids' response to all this?
They've been fantastic. They've been positive. They're optimistic. They're resilient. They understand all of the rules, even if they don't love abiding by them. I think they've made it about as positive experience as it could have been so far.
Has there been a major change in terms of how the game is played?
Yeah. So, for example, you know, doing away with throw-ins and implementing kick-ins instead is a really big change. But the girls are used to that sort of format in practices, and we've been adjusting the way we do drills to kind of mirror what the rules require during games. And like I said, the girls are really flexible and open to these changes, and they understand why they're happening. It does involve some new teaching of skills, especially since the girls have been playing soccer a certain way their whole lives, but we're kind of learning on the fly as we go. And actually, the refs that we've dealt with so far have been really, really helpful in explaining and reiterating the rules. So I think we're all kind of on the same page.
First two games, in terms of participation on the field between two schools, how has the behavior taken place? How has it been with respect to the COVID changes?
Yeah, so it is a different atmosphere. We're on different sides of the field now. We don't do the post-game handshakes, obviously. So there's not that same kind of camaraderie between the high school athletes that we usually try to foster, but sportsmanship has been good across the board as far as I'm concerned, and the KPN League coaches in general are really high quality, so I think we're all trying to teach the same sort of values to the players, especially this year.
I like the way you say high quality. That brought a smile to my face. Yes, the coaches, yes, all up and down the East Coast here, at least on the North Shore, absolutely. So Coach, tell me a little bit about your team in terms of let's start with the games first of all. Quick recount on the first two games.
Sure. So we lost our first game to Manchester Essex 2-0. They're one of those teams that is really well coached every year. They have great athletes who play club soccer year-round, a handful of them at least. So, again, we were adjusting to those rules the first game. It was a close game. We obviously didn't score any, but it was competitive the whole way through. And then in our second game, two days ago, we beat Rockport 5-2 at home, which was nice to get that result under our belt and actually see some goals go into the back of the net. So we're happy. We wish we were 2-0, obviously, but the result on Wednesday was definitely a positive.
Well, five goals sounds pretty significant, a lot of offense. So tell me a little bit about, let's start with your captains.
Yeah, so we have two senior captains, both named Lauren, which is a little confusing sometimes. But so it's Lauren Waters and Lauren Wynot. They've been part of the program since they were freshmen, both just outstanding people, outstanding leaders, sort of lead by example type of people on the field. Lauren Waters plays in the midfield. Lauren Wynot anchors the back line, and they're just great to have. They have a good handle on sort of the pulse of the team and sort of communicate back to me about what's happening. And they're really both calm individuals, which is a really nice influence, especially on the field these days.
Yeah, and it's just got to be great to get out there. It's got to feel so good for the kids where it's been such a pain. And tell me about maybe who you expect to be your leaders and maybe who has shown pretty brightly for you in the first couple games.
Yeah, so in addition to the seniors, we've had a junior, Carter King, record a hat trick on Wednesday. She was the only sophomore on the first team all Cape Ann League team last year, so we're expecting more big things from her this year. She also has a another junior who plays just behind her on the field at attacking center mid, Jenny Tarr, who's been pretty instrumental in both of the games we've had as a distributor and a facilitator through the midfield. So those are two extra players aside from the captains. And then we have a new keeper this year, Maddie Ferris, also a junior, who we're really excited about. She's athletic, she's quick, she's smart, and it's great to have her as part of the team.
Well, it sounds pretty promising, Coach. And what about fan participation? Are you how's that going? I haven't been to a game yet.
Yeah, so fan participation is limited. They're still trying to keep away parents off of the school grounds. They're lifting some regulations about home parents. Like, I know in Ipswich, starting next week, you can register to attend a game, and each player can have, I think it's three fans in attendance, socially distanced in the stands. You know, obviously there are parents who really, really want to be involved and get to see their children play, obviously. So some of them are, like, watching for binoculars in the bushes and standing out by the street just to get a glimpse of what's going on. But we're recording all of our games and then publishing them so that the parents can at least see the footage later on.
I was going to ask you, how much more work has it been for you to communicate with the parents and with the fans?
I guess there's been more communication this year, and understandably so. I mean, people are... You know, anxiety is high across the board, and I think people want to make sure their children are safe and also that they're still getting a high-quality experience as part of the high school sport. So I get that. It's not so much extra work for me as it is just making sure that everyone's on the same page about what's happening and why.
All right, you got to head out to the field. You've got Hamilton Wenham this afternoon?
Tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow. Okay, tell me a little bit about that game.
So that's going to be another tough one. We played them close last year. We lost a one-goal game at their place where we're playing tomorrow. That's a nice grass field, so we've been practicing on grass the past couple of days to get ready. I expect that to be another close matchup, probably a one-goal game either way.
Sounds great. Coach, thank you so much for taking the time. We're going to check in with you from time to time, and for heaven's sakes, be safe, but have some fun.
Will do. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you, Coach. Take care.
Bye. You too.
Bye-bye. That is David Wood, who is the Ipswich girls soccer coach.